Today's episode is brought to you by The Gallery. Based out of New York, The Gallery is a curated collection of photographs from around the world. We might not be able to travel outside of the country right now for some reason, but...
Yep.
This is a great way to bring a piece of the world to you. All the prints are made from 100% recycled aluminum.
That's awesome.
Giving your wall that gallery finish. They also say they're scratch resistant and weatherproof. You could hang some of these outside in your deck.
That would be really cool. Because we took a quick gander through them and there were some very pretty ones.
I like the Japan ones, definitely.
I like those and the Moroccan ones.
Yeah, and there's other cool ones too. Greece, Portugal.
Mm-hmm. And America. America is pretty.
Yeah, this is a cool looking collection of photos.
Yes.
And... right now, the gallery is offering our listeners 15% off their purchase by using the code 15OFF.
That's 15 off.
So go to thegallery.com. That's thegallery.com. So your wall will never be boring again.
No, it will not.
The Gallery. Take some letters out. And it's G-A-L-R-Y.
That's right.
Check it out. Use the code 15 off. And now on to the show. No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
Yeah, that's what I really pick up on is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and degree. All the best podcasts are free. Not a ginger and witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a Poundstone never lies. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for hitting
it. Alright, that time I hit record, I didn't hit stop.
That was awesome. Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Where the Rapidians are grand and the games are played.
And beverages are drunketh.
And reviewed.
Yes.
And podcasts are recommended.
And some real life XP shit.
And we used to set world records too. That's why we're here.
Yep.
Not really. That's why we think we're qualified to be here.
I mean, whatever. If you're good at a game, you can set a record. I'm Ginger.
My name is Willie. What kind of girl do you think I am?
Promiscuous girl! I can't even... Shout out to Meow with, what the fuck is that podcast?
Punch Up the Jams.
Yeah, Punch Up the Jam. I still need to, record my dancing of that. So today, I have a whiskey sour. I know, fucking surprise, surprise, but I got Old Granddad 114 in this shit. And Juliet Miranda actually recommended this to me on one of her Bourbon Soak Live. And I definitely like it in a whiskey sour.
114, that sounds like a lot of Old Granddads.
It's 114 proof.
Yeah.
Strong.
So it's a strong Old Granddad.
Yeah. It's pretty solid whiskey sour.
Yeah.
It is a Kentucky straight bourbon, so it's not a whiskey, but it's a bourbon.
Straight up.
It's pretty fucking strong and good, and if you want a strong whiskey sour, I highly recommend it.
If you want a strong whiskey sour, you double the whiskey in your recipe. That's what I always say.
You can do that with this and, have double trouble. Damn, that was a good beer without the place that yeah. shall not be named.
All right, well, I'm going to open Winona's Big Brown Ale, because Winona's on a big brown beaver on this label.
Winona herself, a big brown beaver, and she showed him to all her friends. You know, one day that beaver tried to leave her, so she chained him in the cyclone fence. On came Lou, the old baboon said, recognize that smell? Smelled like seven layers. That beaver eat Taco Bell!
This is from Voodoo Brewing. The brewers of artesian beer styles, it says.
Well, I mean, I don't listen to too much Primus anymore. They are a great band, but that's a fucking hilarious song. The only reason I know the words is because of the video. It had the words at the bottom of it.
So it's middling strong. It's kind of chocolatey and coffee-y.
Okay.
Definitely chocolatey. Pretty good. Nice. What's it say about it on the side? Well, I love the song, the band, and that darn beaver. It made me want to make this beer in its honor. Generous amounts of brown malt and Maris Otter malt make you want to love this ale. We hop it exclusively with Warrior to enhance the aroma of Winona for your enjoyment. So get down to the brown.
All right.
So there are no added flavors, but...
That's cool.
Here's ingredients.
Nice.
2-row, brown, chocolate, 70-80, hops. And OG 16.8 and TG 2.8. I wonder if those are the yeasts.
Well, like, those fucking say anything, you fucking pompous assholes.
2-row brown and chocolate are all barley hops. 70-80.
So barley I can have.
Barley malts, not barley hops.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. 70-80 we'd have to look up, but maybe you can try this one. Because it lists all the ingredients.
That's true.
So, all right.
Yeah.
We're going to look up 70-80 hops.
Okay.
Malts. And see if there's no weed in it, what it's made from.
All right.
Well, we're going to learn. We're going to learn, and we'll be right back. What do I rate it? I'm not a huge fan of brown. The chocolate malt definitely does taste like chocolatey.
That's what he said.
So, I guess I'm down with the brown. I'll give it 3.25. Brown's not my favorite, but I kind of like this one.
Okay. We'll be right back.
We'll be babies.
Baby geniuses. Oh, wait. Wrong show. Wrong show notes again.
Hello, I am Christy.
And I'm Leighton.
And together we are a new podcast on whiskey tasting called
Married Mash, where we discuss life, family, and pretty much anything.
Yep, and Leighton brings a new whiskey for me to try. Will we clink it?
Or will we sink it?
Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And remember,
always drink responsibly.
Indeed.
And now it's time for...
Wait.
You need to tell me that I can have some of that beer, which I've tried.
Yep. 70-80 is just the degree to which they roast the 2-row barley malts.
Okay.
So it makes it more caramely, more chocolatey.
All right.
So that was the other flavor that I was picking up on. It's got kind of like a kind of caramel, not sweetened caramel, but caramely.
Caramely caramel?
Yep. And the OG 16.8 and the TG 2.8 are the amount of yeast that they use per 21 liters of wort.
Nice.
So, this one's safe for you.
And I tried it, and it's actually a pretty good brown ale. I gave it a 4.
You gave it a 4?
I gave it a 4 out of 5. No, I have this whiskey sour.
Okay.
So, now it's time for...
Real life XP.
Experience points.
Oh, you threw me off.
Good.
TMCR.
LLC.
I was going to say LL Bean.
TM. GRPBG.
ABCDEFG.
Yeah. So, I'll go first.
Okay, then I'll go second.
I got some real life experience last week. I was off of work for a week of vacation, and most of it I did fucking nothing, and it was really great.
What do you mean nothing? You checked the stores in Animal Crossing every day. You found fossils in Animal Crossing every day.
Yeah.
Watered your flowers in Animal Crossing every day.
I got people to water my flowers because it's better hybrid give back, just FYI. Even if it's raining. Anyways. That's something, like, I play a lot. So, no, I wanted to do a few things, but then nature just has its way of saying, no, bitch, you're just gonna chill for a few days and do nothing. And then we ended up going on a small camping trip on the weekend to a new camping place, which was really cool. I saw a real life fucking shooting star in the middle of the night when I got up to pee.
Did you catch it like you do in Animal Crossing?
No, but I totally did make a wish. It was really cool to see the stars like that. It's been a while where you see the stars. I mean, holy shit. There's a lot of stars.
Well, I'm going to talk more about that next week. But
I know I got woke up both nights by a fucking porcupine. Apparently a porcupine chewing on the outhouse doors. That's what the DNR guy said. I was like, what the fuck? But it was loud. The second night, you forgot that. You're like, yeah, wake me up. Like, you're like, whatever. I don't believe you.
That little prick.
Yeah, that's what Goof said.
There's your one shout out this episode, Goofs.
It was loud. I mean, we were close to the outhouses, not downwind or anything, thank goodness. But I was like, what the fuck is that? And then the second night, some Rakens came along and totally got into our garbage we forgot to bring back. But surprisingly, like, didn't make a fucking utter mess. Like, I've seen other animals do camping.
It was hard to get back to sleep in between the raccoons going through the empty cans and the and the porcupine chewing on the outhouse door.
Porcupine, dude! I have never heard a porcupine chew on fucking outhouse doors. That took the cake of my whole week off. Like, what the
fuck? And then also, then the next morning, we were listening to a Ladies of Strange about weird sex things.
Oh, yeah!
And we learned that porcupines...
Yes! Oh, my God!
That porcupines, when porcupines are about to mate, the male will climb up in a tree and pee on the female from about 7-8 feet away. And then if she likes the smell, then they'll go at it for like 12 hours.
12 fucking hours. And that was not the only animal that went at it for 12 hours. That just... Excellent. That made me tired. Not excellent. That made me want to take a nap for them.
But, all right, so... How many XP is your week off?
My week off for having a week off, not having to work. I'm going to say 5,000 points.
And throw the shooting star on there for another 670?
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. 5,670 points.
Okay.
How did you get some experience, love?
So I had to work at the warehouse, so I didn't get to drive all over for a couple days.
Oh, boring for you.
Yeah, but it's only a couple miles away, so I got to take my one wheel into work.
Yeah.
And my lunch bag is a backpack, so I just strapped on my lunch and my backpack and rode the one wheel in just under 2.5 miles. It only took me about 15 minutes to get in. And yeah, that was pretty fun. That's going cool. There and back for a couple of days where I got to go work there. Nice. Didn't have to use any gas or start my car up. And
that's a good deal.
Had a lot of people like throw me a thumbs up out their car windows. They're like, yeah, whoa, that's cool and shit like that. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, one of those days, I forgot to mention, I changed my fucking Jeep battery. What a pain in the ass. Maybe I'll use that for a separate XP.
Too late, you said it, now you can't anymore.
I didn't take any points.
Alright, just kidding.
How many points for your one-wheel ride, love?
Let's see, if I do 10 points for every 10th of a mile, and I did it 2 days to work and back, so that's, say, 9.8 miles on the one wheel, at 10 points, a 10th of a mile, that's about 9,800 points.
All right.
If I did the math right. I could be wrong, but I'm claiming 9,800 anyways.
Okay. I mean, that sounds good.
Finish him!
We'll be right back.
Once we try to get you to...
listen to these products or services.
Which is Anchor.
Yeah.
Bye, we'll be right back.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah, what? What do you want?
I guess nothing.
All right, show's over. Let's go home.
Okay. Oh, wait. We're already home. What game you play?
I played Metroid Prime Pinball on Nintendo DS.
Ah, nice. Flawless
victory. I haven't talked about a DS in game in a while, so as I'm trying to go through all the systems. First, that I did Sega CD, and I did Neo Geo, and I forget my list already. I don't have it in front of me. But
you count up as you talk there with your hand.
I did a PS1 game.
For the people who can't see, even with the words he said, he counted up. I really enjoyed seeing
that. I wasn't
that.
Even counting. I was just moving fingers.
Holy shit.
So anyways, this is a Nintendo pinball game.
Yes, it is.
Based on the first Metroid Prime game, where they turned that game into several pinball tables.
Ah, I didn't know it was seven in there.
Several, I said.
Oh, several. I think so there's actually like four.
I think there's six. Altogether.
Excellent.
Then say six, not several.
But you control the flippers, and you hit around Samus in the ball form, and she's crawled up into a ball. And you can also drop bombs, like she can in that, to blow herself up higher.
Oh.
And you can use the bombs to blow up enemies, too. So you can carry 4 bombs at a time to use them, and you can earn more.
Nice. Oh, so since it's on the DS, is there anything on the touch screen? Or am I, like, getting way ahead of how you want to talk about this game?
There is. If you touch the touch screen, that's how you bump the table.
Oh, okay.
Which I actually didn't know when I played it. But I know it now.
Bump the table, lose the ball. Yeah.
So I don't think you can bump it directions, but you can just bump it forward. Like if you get stuck and the ball's not moving.
Okay. So it doesn't have like a real pinball where it will go through and bump everything.
Left and right. Yeah. No.
I don't know if it ever tilts. That is always cool about a real pinball table though. If you get a ball stuck, how everything will like hit and try to like move the ball.
I don't think I've ever seen the ball get stuck in Metroid Prime Pinball though.
Okay.
So there's two main tables where there's the lower screen with a couple like catch ramps up to the side where you can get a power up that'll give you like points or an extra ball or a shield and stuff like that. And then on the upper screen, it uses the lower and upper screen as just one tall pinball screen. So it's like a vertical pinball table. It's actually proportionate.
Okay.
And there's ramps up on the top. If you go up the ramps, you can start missions and do other stuff. There's like the catches on the top where there's like 2 or 3 lanes. And if you light them all up, it increases the multiplier for your bonus. And your bonus is based on how many enemies you kill. Different missions, you'll have like
enemies pop up and stuff.
Yep. Sometimes they'll pop up and walk around and you'll have to hit them with your morph ball.
Okay.
And there's each...
when you're Samus in a ball?
Yeah, that's the Morph Ball.
Oh, okay.
And then each stage of those two main ones also has a shooting mini game where when you activate it and you go to the middle of the bottom screen, she just starts firing her blaster up. And you aim it left and right with the left and right flippers.
All
right. And you gotta shoot either the beetles or like the insect bats that are coming at you.
Yeah.
Whenever you complete one of those missions, or any mission, an artifact will appear there.
Uh-huh.
And you have to collect the artifacts in order to unlock the 2 boss stages.
Excellent.
And then you have to collect 12 artifacts to unlock the stage where you can unlock the final boss stage.
Oh, goodness.
So there's lots of collecting artifacts and unlocking.
Okay.
The main two stages are the pirate frigate.
Okay.
And the Talon Overworld.
All right.
And those are the main two stages. Fenandra Drifts is the ice boss stage where you can get a super bomb and then you wake up like this rock ice monster.
Oh.
And you gotta keep hitting it to deplete its energy. And there's some Metroids that fly around on the bottom screen. So if
those
you go,
are the little alien heads, right?
Yep. And they grab you
Brandies.
And suck some of your energy. You've got like a life bar around your ball too, so you can get damaged and lose a ball by losing all of your life.
Okay.
As well as falling down. Then the Phazon Mines is another boss fight where you can get super missiles, and you can use the missiles to shoot at this
super
dude.
Super missiles.
Super missiles. Yep. They open doors and shit. Oh, there's also a wall jump mini game where you go up above the stage and you gotta use the left and right flippers to jump left and right off the wall to make it all the way up to get an artifact there.
Well.
And if you beat both the bosses and you get enough artifacts, then it unlocks the artifact temple. You go to the artifact temple and you hit the middle spot and it turns into a 12-ball multi-ball.
Nice.
And you gotta shoot. They turn into like artifact balls, and you've got to shoot them into 12 different spots around the stage to unlock each of the 12 key things, and they all fall down. And while you're shooting that, if you lose a ball, you can hit a thing in the middle to get another ball to come out, so you can keep replenishing your multi-ball balls.
Nice.
But Ridley will come and fly down.
That's the dragon
thingy. Yep, the dragon thingy that's in Smash Brothers.
But also in Metroid.
Yeah. That will fly down and shoot at your balls and try and push them down.
Yeah, it really is a dickhead.
Yep. And then if you do unlock that, then you make it to the final boss in the impact crater. And that one's pretty hard, but it's like a big, giant Metroid insect boss. It's got two claws blocking like left and right lanes.
Okay.
And you gotta hit the claw and it'll move for a couple seconds and then you gotta hit it up that ramp again. But it also like shoots waves of energy down at your ball that like pushes it down.
Waves of energy at your ball. Yeah. Are there any jugs in this? Of piss?
No.
Since you know where I'm getting. Are there any toilets?
Inside the spaceship. I forget the name of her spaceship, but on the Talon Overworld, you can shoot the ball inside the spaceship.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure she's got a bathroom in there.
Yeah.
Even if it's like an astronaut bathroom toilet that like sucks the poop out of her suit. Yeah, she's in her suit, so I'm sure that has some kind of waste collection unit.
There should be, because if not, that would really suck.
There has to be.
Yeah.
She plays through these big long games without ever...
Or there's like a butt flap, like those pajamas.
Yeah.
Where you just unscrew like the butt part and you sit down on the toilet to keep your suit on.
In Metroid's, or in Samus's power suit, you probably need a friend to like get back there with a screwdriver to unscrew the butt flap.
I doubt it, because how flexible she is to go into a ball, I don't think she needs any help to get rid of the butt flap.
Yeah.
To get it off. Yep.
Alright. Could be.
She's fucking flexible to roll into a ball like that. She has to be able to take care of her own butt flap. If that is
probably
what...
just slides down like her visor.
Tell us,
thing
listeners,
slides up.
What do you think the actual toilet in Samus's suit fucking is? Because I'm really interested now that we're talking about it. Yes.
So that's how story mode goes, is you play through those six stages, and then you start over at one of the original two stages.
Okay.
And just start collecting them again.
So if you don't collect enough artifacts, you can just go back through until you collect enough artifacts to get the artifact temple?
Yeah. Okay. If you don't collect enough artifacts before you lose all of your three balls, then you can just start the game over, because it's a pinball game.
Yeah.
And so you get three balls, and you try and do that.
Hmm.
Or you can play single stage mode, where you just pick one stage that you've unlocked.
Okay.
And you just play that and see how high of a score you can get on that.
Nice.
So you have to unlock all the bosses before you can go play them individually. But once you do that, you can. And once you beat the game, it unlocks expert mode. And so then you can play the stages a little bit harder.
Sweet.
One other really interesting fun fact about this game is that it came with a Rumble Pack on the Nintendo DS. Had the Game Boy Advance slot on the bottom.
So it would make the rumble.
Yeah, because the DS didn't have any rumble feature. But you put that Game Boy Advance Rumble Pack, it fit into the Game Boy Advance slot.
Hilarious.
And it would make the DS shake while you're playing it at appropriate times.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That it came with a Rumble Pack. I actually saw, I think I saw the DS case open and I saw the Rumble Pack and I thought, I was like, that's interesting that there's a Rumble Pack cartridge.
I think there were only like two or three games that ever used it. But it came with this one.
That's so Nintendo.
Yeah.
That's so Nintendo. They'll come out with something that is like really fucking cool and no games use it.
Like the Nintendo 64 Game Boy Transfer Pack that plugs into the bottom of the controller and then you can put your Game Boy game in it. And use your Pokemon from your Game Boy game on Pokemon Stadium on Nintendo 64.
Yeah, that's some like Nintendo that. Shit.
The graphics and sound are good, too.
Sweet.
Alright, I think that's everything. There's a toilet in the spaceship, but that's about it.
Makes sense.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah.
What game did you play?
I played Rainbows, Toilets, and Unicorns! So we can get the toilet shit right out of the way.
Right there in the title.
It's in the title. And in the very beginning, the guy that you are is eating a rainbow ice cream cone. And then he runs to the toilet. And then the toilet shoots up in the sky. And he has a trail of rainbow behind him. And it's... It is a shooter. It's kind of like a bullet hell shooter.
A shmup.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, shoot 'em up. SHMUP.
Oh, okay.
That's one word for him.
It's a shooter that's a bullet hell.
Vertical bullet hell shmup.
Yeah. So it's pretty silly. It has five different areas. I have only played one, but I watched a little video of others because it's kind of fucking hard, but it's so much fun. So one area is OMG, so it has like priests and like gods and stuff. Another area is Influencerama. So there's like thumbs up and thumbs down. Then I'm thinking some influencer shit. Political drama, which I saw like donkeys and
elephants
and porcupines?
Yeah.
Is that the third party?
Maybe it's because they're chewing on the door of the outhouse.
And then outraged and offended. And then Entertainment Corp, which has a bunk-ass Mickey Mouse. So, it's a really fun game, even though I haven't opened up any other fucking levels with the first one. I keep getting to the last boss, and he keeps fucking me over in the first area. And it's like some televangelist on a couch and shit. Like, the tropes in this game kind of crack me up.
I should try seeing if I can beat some, because I played a lot more Ikaruga than you did.
Please. Please. You're probably, like, fucking goobs at this game, and can be like, no, I just unlocked all of it. And be like, go fuck yourself.
Hey, he already got a shout-out this episode.
Oh, shit. Scratch that. Like, edit that shit out. Just kidding. You're wearing Secret Levels shirt. So... when I saw the name of this game, I was like, fuck yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was like, is this literally the name of the game. What? Like, rainbows, love. Unicorns, love. Toilets. Who doesn't love a good toilet? We just went camping. Fucking, when I got home to my toilet with my fucking bidet, I was like, I fucking love you.
So I want to know if the rainbow ice cream cone, wasn't there like a commercial for Squatty Potty where there's like
so
the unicorns were pooping out the rainbow ice cream?
Yes!
So I think he was eating unicorn poop.
I wonder if that's where they got the inspiration to this game. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it's very simple. It's very colorful. It's challenging, and I've actually been able to put down Animal Crossing to play this game and keep coming back to it. And the more I practice, I can tell I get better. But that fucking the last boss in the first level, I just want to kick him right off that couch.
It reminds me a lot of the like the Parodius games where there's like colorful, cartoony enemies,
yeah,
and a fast paced bullet shooting.
It's scrolling nice after shmup. You beat the first two bosses, you get two little, like, chickens, it looks like rubber chickens, yeah, for extra guns. So, and you want to be able to collect, there's purple gems that fall out when you defeat some of the enemies, and you want to collect more of those, because when you collect more of those, it upgrades your gun. And when you shoot enemies, you get another thing that upgrades your powerful special attack, which is the rainbow unicorn attack. It's just a big ass rainbow.
Unstoppable.
Yeah. It takes away all of the enemy fire too, which is nice because some of the fire you're like, oh shit, I have to dodge all this. More helpful on the bosses if you can help to save it. If there's a ton of enemies, I mean, you can just almost go back and forth just dodging some of their attacks to build that up. It's fun. I really like it. I definitely want you to play it. I should just pass you my Switch right now.
And can you turn the Switch sideways and play it in tape mode?
I do not think so.
Okay. That would be cool because it has, like, big art bars.
You could, but it doesn't. It's a really basic game. There's options, music, sound effects, vibration, and then play.
Ooh, vibration.
You can turn that on or off.
And then play.
Oh my god, you're nasty.
Why?
Why are you talking about vibrating in such a sexual tone?
Well, I think you're reading into this.
No.
You're the nasty
fuck
one.
Fuck you, Willie. Nope. You're the one who's
it's
being
not like
nasty
I was
boy.
Making a V with my fingers and sticking my tongue out as I was saying it.
No, because you wouldn't have been able to talk if you were doing that.
I would have been like, know. What Let the fuck?
I hate you, but I don't at all. I really do. What? So, rainbows, toilets, and unicorns. If you like bullet L's and really colorful games, then this is definitely going to tickle your fancy.
Hey, you big dummy. Barry Armstrong here, and I need you to vote for Willie Sanders for president. Free video games for everybody. Remember to vote for Willie Sanders for president. All right, have a good one, bro.
And now it's time for recommendations. Doodly doodly do.
Sometimes I think our song is not replicable. It was when it was just
replicable, replicable.
It was when it was just two notes.
What, doot doot?
Yep.
Yep.
Our original theme song.
So, I have a podcast that I'm going to recommend, and it is called White Homework with with Tori Williams Douglas. White Homework is a podcast for people wanting to learn about anti-racism, the non-revised version of American history, and how to leverage privilege and create more equitable world for all. This is a really good podcast. It made me think a lot. I've binged all of them, but the newest one. I really, really, really like it. It's helped me just think more of what I can do to help African Americans and Indigenous people and others that are marginalized as a white person. And I highly recommend if you're like kind of lost about some of this stuff and you need something to listen to kind of help you maybe move on to the next step of helping fight white supremacy and make America what it wants to say it is for real. This is a really good podcast to listen to.
So it's like the good kind of homework, not algebra.
Yeah.
Unless you like algebra homework, then
go for it. But it's really, really good. And I hope she keeps going. And we're lucky to have a person of color even doing this because they don't owe any fucking white person a fucking explanation. Period. If you're wondering about anti-racism, fucking talk to your white friends that are quote-unquote woke and see how fucking quote-unquote woke they are. Anyways.
Friends?
Yeah, what's that? He has none.
Okay, but I'm going to recommend another podcast, friend.
We have some, that's for sure.
I'm going to recommend Snescapades. That's S-N-E-S, Capades. And it's a show where two friends embark on a chronological journey to play, review, and rank every Super Nintendo game ever released in North America.
Oh my goodness.
And so if the Super Nintendo is your holy grail console, or if you really liked Super Nintendo,
yeah,
and you want to know about the games, anybody with brain...
Okay.
But yeah, it's like the best 16-bit console that ever existed. Sega girl.
I mean, whatever, it's fine. I'm not saying anything.
It has a shitload of good games, and it's cool to hear somebody go through and play them in the order that they were released.
I'm a little sad that I never really had more of a chance to play a Nintendo. Because everyone always gushes all about how much they fucking love Nintendo all the fucking time. And
well, if you want to feel better about it, listen to this show. Because there are a lot of fucking stinkers on this system, too.
And they for sure.
They take every single game and put them in a ranking list. And so when they come across one, they're like, all right, does this one go at number 96 below Pit Fighter? Or like, or does this one go up at number 16 above Pilot Wings? And...
For so, sure.
And then they debate, like, if it's better or worse, or if it should go above or below.
I think I've listened to a couple with you, but I am not sure if I'm actually subbed. So send me one of their episodes, and I'll see.
Oh, well, I will you too, but I was telling the people listening to the podcast. Yeah.
I listen to them. No, too late.
Actually, on the day this podcast releases, we're recording an episode with Steampunk Link.
With them.
So we're going to be on their show, and he's going to be on our show.
That's going to be awesome.
Uh-huh. Looking forward to it.
Yes, same.
So, yeah, Snescapades, another great video game podcast. Check it out.
Thanks for listening to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Go to patreon.com/GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames. And if you like what you hear and give us a little bit of money, we'll send you stickers and shout you out.
Yeah, like Boston Harbor Horror. Thanks, y'all. You rock. And I love Silent Hill and Animal Crossing.
And we also have magnets, too, now.
Yeah, we gotta send You gotta send you guys one of those.
I gotta send magnets and stickers next month.
You can find us on the Patreons. You can find us on Twitter at @grand_video. You can find us on Instagram at @grandrapidiansplayvideogames.
Email us at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com. Leave us a review on Apple or on Podchaser at podchaser.com/grandrapidiansplayvideogames. Mm-hmm. If you send us proof that a screenshot of a review you left, we'll send a sticker for that too.
Yeah, we have some cool stickers. You'll get a cool one.
We got lots of them. We'll send you two.
Might as well.
Or you can call us and leave us a voicemail that we can play on the air if you want us to at 9167 Willie.
Yep.
9167 WILLIE.
It's a real number.
And
we miss Simon. He needs to come back.
Come back, Simon. Any other media we need to shout out? I think that's everything.
Nope.
Nope. That's not everything?
It's everything.
Oh, okay. That's everything. Bye. Next week, we'll be back.
Goodbye.